teiraisa desaka ho kwa mkasika nwe ma fanovana silewe ma yenao.
It's really about growing.
Leis momba ni fitumbun.
Because I believe as Christians there's always going to be two aspects of our lives that are in tension, pulling against one another.
Satisa minwe amni ma kristiana te misa vatana kurua lafni anakurua mfianatsikia mfapsituna lehizi.
And part of the walk as a Christian is learning to handle the tensions of the different things that seem to conflict.
Te anisa ni fandeana na zay atotsika ma kristiana tsika izany dia miezaka mi karakaran zay ohatra ny zavatra anakiroa mifanohy ohatra ny hoe mifanohitra zay.
You often find one truth pulls you in this direction and another truth pulls you in that direction.
Indraindray ianao ohatra matsikatra hoe misy fahamarinana anankiray misintona anao mankany amin'iny zotra any iny dia ny fahamarinana anankiray misintona anao mankany amin'iny lafiny anankiray.
And the mature Christian learns to hold on to all the truth.
Ary ny kristianina efa matotra dia mianatra izy a miazona ny fahamarinana rehetra.
So we don't let go of this while we attend to this.
Dia tsy hoe akory avotsitra ilay avaria rehefa ilay manatrika an'ilay ato iny.
But we're aware of both and we hold on to both things that are important.
Fa fantatritsika tsara izy anakiroa dia tazomina tsara miaraka ilay zavatra zava-dehibe izay misy.
My desire for us as a church is that we grow up into the likeness of Christ.
Ary ny taietako antsika mahafiangonana antsika dia ny tomboa ho tahaka ny Kristy.
That's why we've been teaching on worship and going deeper in the presence of God.
Zay na tonga tsika nampianatra mikasika ilay fiakofana na ilay fiderana miditra lalindalina kokoa eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
We need to have an experience of God.
Mila tsika manana fahatsapana ny amin'Andriamanitra.
We need to recognize His presence. We need to know when He's at work in us.
Mila tsika mahatsikaritra ny fanatrehany ary mila fantatritsika hoe miasa eo amintsika izy.
Being a Christian does involve feeling and experiencing and tasting God's presence.
Le ma kristiana dia ho anisan'izay ny fahatsapana sy hoe mirotsaka ho anatiny ianao ary mahatsikaritra an'izay hoe fanatrehan'Andriamanitra izay.
Because we must not ever become just rational or academic in our knowledge of God.
Satitsika dia tsy tokony mihitsiny hoe ho lasa hoe ohatra ny hoe fahalalana sy resaka fahafantarana fotsiny fanarahantsika an'Andriamanitra.
Because you can know of God without knowing God.
Satria afaka ny hoe mahalala ny momba an'Andriamanitra ianao nefa tsy mahalala an'Andriamanitra.
Some people say they've heard of God.
Misy olona miteny izay efa naheno momba an'Andriamanitra.
But that's not enough.
Fa tsy ampy nefa izay.
And religion is happy with that. You can get together and you can go through religious rituals.
Ary ny fombafomba ara-pivavahana dia mianona ny amin'izay afaka hoe manaraka ianao fombafomba hoe izao indray ny zavatra atao ara-pivavahana.
Without ever having experienced God personally.
Kanefa tsy mba hoe manana fa traikefa manokana ny amin'Andriamanitra mihitsy.
And we as a church, we need to have this desire to grow up in our knowledge of God.
Tetsika mafengonana tsika mila manana an'izay etaety izay hoe hitomboa ao amin'Andriamanitra amin'ny fahalalantsika an'Andriamanitra.
Because you are not born again to remain a baby.
Satria tsy hoe nateraka indray ianao a dia hijanona zaza kely foana.
I wish I could have put a picture on the projector for you of a grown-up sitting like a baby in a nappy.
Tena ohatrany hoe tena satroko mihitsy zao hoe ametraka sary kely anareo ho hitanareo ery hoe olona efa lehibe a nefa mipetraka ohatra ny zazakely dia mbola manao tanty.
It's not pretty.
Tsy tsara ny fijery
an'izany. It's not meant to be like that.
Tsy ho tokony ho tahaka an'izany ilay izy.
And some people, you become a Christian or you say you're a Christian, but where's the evidence of transformation?
Dia ny sasany aminareo miteny hoe kristiana, efa kristiana nefa tsisy mahitana mihitsy hoe fiovany ao aminazy.
If you hold on to your old self and your old ways and you never change.
Raha ohatra hoe ilay anao taloha iny foana no tazominao sy ilay fombanao taloha iny foana dia tsy miova mihitsy ianao.
Then you're not becoming more like Jesus.
Dia tsy hoe ho lasa ho tahaka an'i Jesosy mihitsy ianao.
And that would be unhealthy.
Dia ny dikan'izay hoe tsy zavatra ohatra ny hoe tsy salamo izany.
If you had a baby.
Raha manana zazakely ianao a.
And the baby didn't grow.
Dia ilay zazakely tsy nitombo.
year after year, it just stayed the same. You'd get very worried. Something's wrong. This baby's meant to be growing bigger and getting older and maturing. But some of us, as Christians, time is passing. And we're not growing. We're not changing. Growth involves change. That's what you see in the natural order, but that's also there in the spiritual. So I want for us to be actually thinking about that question, am I growing spiritually? And this is where we need to examine both the being and the doing. So I want us to look at John chapter 15. It's a well-known passage. Jesus is the vine. And we're a branch of that vine. So let's read from verse 1 to 17.
Izao no tena voaloboka ary ny raiko ny mpanamboatra. Ny sampany rehetra eo amiko izay tsy mamoa dia esoriny, fa ny sampany rehetra izay mamoa kosa dia amboariny mba hamoa bebe kokoa. Efa madio rahateo ianareo noho ny teniko izay nilazaiko taminareo, tomo hery amiko ary izao aminareo, tahaka ny sampany tsy mahay mamoa ho azy raha tsy miray amin'ny voaloboka izy, dia toy izany koa ianareo raha tsy miray amiko. Izao ny voaloboka, ianareo ny sampany. Izay miray amiko ary izao aminy dia mamoa be izy, fa raha misaraka amiko kosa ianareo dia tsy mahay manao na inona na inona. Raha misy tsy miray amiko dia ariny any ivelany tahaka ny sampany izy ka malazo, ary angoniny izy ka atsipy ao anaty afo dia ho may. Raha miray amiko ianareo ka mitoetra ao anatinareo ny teniko dia angatao izay tianareo na inona na inona, fa ho tonga aminareo izany. Izany no ankalazana ny raiko mba hamoazanareo be ka ho tonga mpianatra ianareo. Tahaka ny nitiavany ray ihany no nitiavako anareo, tomoera amin'ny fitiavako ianareo. Raha mitandrina ny didiko ianareo dia hitoetra amin'ny fitiavako, tahaka ny nitandremako ny didiny raiko sy ny hitoerako amin'ny fitiavany. Izany zavatra izany dia efa nolazaiko taminareo mba ho ao aminareo ny fifaliako ka ho tanteraka amin'ny fifalianareo. Izao ny didiko dia ny mba hifankatiavanareo tahaka ny tiavako anareo. Tsy misy manana fitiavana lehibe noho izao dia ny manolotra ny ainy hamonjy ny sakaizany. Ianareo ny sakaizako raha manao araka izay andidiako anareo. Tsy ataoko hoe mpanompo intsony ianareo, fa ny mpanompo tsy mahalala izay ataon'ny tompony, fa efa nataoko hoe sakaiza ianareo, satria izay rehetra reko tamin'ny raiko no nambarako taminareo. Tsy anareo no nifidy ahy, fa izao no nifidy anareo ka nanendry anareo mba handesy amoa ary mba haretany vokatrareo, mba omeny ray anareo izay rehetra angatahinareo amin'ny anarako na inona na inona. Izany zavatra izany no andidiko anareo mba hifankatiavanareo.
I find this passage encapsulates some of the ideas that I want to share with you.
Zan neritreritra hoe ity andalan-tsoratra masiny ity dia mifono amin'ilay hevitra izay tiako zaraina ho anareo.
In verse 4, Jesus says, remain in me.
Eo amin'ny andininy fahaefatra ozy izy Jesosy hoe mitomoera amiko.
So stay in Jesus. That idea of remaining is like dwelling. It's like where you make your home. And then in verse 16, he says, I've appointed you to go and bear fruit.
Vous êtes voyé fan fide, n'arrive pas bande si tundra vukat.
Stay.
Vous êtes mtsanun.
Go.
Mandean.
Stay.
Mtsanun.
Go.
Mandean.
Which is it, Lord?
What
do you want? You said I must stay and you said I must go.
And
this is what the Christian life is like. One moment we're worrying because we know there's something inside of us that says we should be stopping and praying. Then another time we're thinking, but I'm not doing anything for God. I should be going on a mission. I should be sharing my faith with my neighbor. And then you see someone doing that stuff. But there's no peace and there's no stability in their life.
They never miss fiat and a pusa to miss it and balance or not.
Some people are only hungry for the ministry and the doing. Busy, busy, busy.
They man now is fun at a name, yes, a math, mass, a math, mass, a math.
But there's no abiding, there's no staying.
And
I think it's a text like this that shows us that one and the other are dependent on each other. We need to understand that the doing in our lives is fueled from the being.
I'm going
to pick on our musicians as an example of ministry.
A
musician can pick up an instrument and play it.
That's
already a mystery to me.
How
can they do that amazing stuff?
You
can play the electric guitar. You can do the work. But if that guy has not spent any time with God, when it comes to spiritual ministry, you may hear musical notes that have technical accuracy, and you will leave unchanged and unaffected. But if that guy has been in the presence of God during the week, he's been abiding in Christ. He's been refreshed in his spirit. He can pick up that musical instrument and play exactly the same notes with exactly the same technical accuracy. But there can be a sweet anointing that comes and does something spiritual in the form of ministry to us.
When
the disciples were inspired by God, they were saying some things that carried the authority of God. The people around them marveled. They were like, this is amazing. And they made the connection. They noted that these men had been with Jesus. When you go out in the week and you do the things God's called you to do, there is an opportunity that people around you would actually notice that you've been with Jesus.
And
it's a supernatural thing. It's a thing of the fragrance of God's presence. They will just discern it somewhere. They'll feel, this person, there's something going on in their life. You know, if you, you're having an affair,
and you
got to be careful. Don't ever have an affair, but this is just an illustration. You'd have to be very careful. Because if you've been all snuggly and intimate with this adulterous other person,
and
maybe they were wearing some perfume or deodorant,
and
then you go back home to your spouse, and they, what's that smell? Who have you been with? Who have you been close to? I can smell someone's perfume. Where have you been? When you get intimate with God, when you've been abiding with Jesus, when you've been praying and meditating and in the quiet place, and then you go out there in the world, they go, who have you been with? There's a fragrance. There's a smell. There's something pleasant. You've been with God. I don't know how that works. It's supernatural. But it comes into the natural.
It
comes into the world and people see this person has been with God. Now our abiding, that's the upper, the source of the stream of life. Being with Jesus is like, that's where the river begins. He's the source of the water of life. Growth actually starts there. As a Christian, it doesn't matter how much you're doing for God, that's not going to produce the growth. If you're in the vine, then Jesus is the actual, the stem. He is the main part of the vine. And you are connected. And the sap, the life juices, flow up the vine and into the branch. It's an amazing thing about some vines. They grow even though it didn't rain. Because the vine is drawing the nutrients up from the root. If everything you need for life is in Jesus.
You're sitting
here today and you think you need things. God knows every detail.
And
everything you need for true godliness and true life is in Christ. So when we remain in Him,
we
bear fruit.
We grow.
And so this is the first thing. To abide in Christ means to contemplate Him and all that He is and all that He's done for you. Regularly think about God's salvation. That He has saved you and adopted you and grafted you into that vine. You were a wild plant on your own. Like a weed. That's what I was.
And
then God came and He transplanted me and He brought me to His vineyard and He planted me in, He grafted me into Christ. Consider the one-sided nature of our salvation. It's righteousness apart from the law. Apart from Him, you can do nothing. That's what Jesus said. Apart from me, you can do nothing. As we contemplate the cross and what Jesus did, we grow spiritually. Because we see things as they truly are. Like in Ephesians 2, it says, He has seated us in heavenly places with Christ. These are objective facts. To understand my position in Christ has to do with my being. Who I am, where I belong. I am with Jesus. And I think about that. I meditate on that. Then when I'm out there, in the workplace, in my home, or in the supermarket, I remember, I've been with Jesus, I belong with Jesus, I am with Jesus. I want us to look at Colossians 1:3. From Colossians 1:3-12.
Msota n'Andriamanitra raha ny Jesosy Kristy tompontsika izahay amin'ny fangatahanay mandrakariva ho anareo. Rehefa renay ny fononareo an'i Kristy Jesosy sy ny fitiavanareo ny olona masina rehetra noho ny fanantenana izay tehirizina any an-danitra ho anareo dia ilay efa renareo fahiny tamin'ny teniny fahamarinan'ny filazantsara izay efa mbia eo aminareo tahaka ny eny amin'izao tontolo izao ko sady vokatra sy mitombo tahaka ny eo aminareo ko atramin'ny andro nandraisanareo ny nahalalanareo tsara ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra araka ny marina tahaka ny efa renareo tamin'ny Epafra mpanompo namanay sady malala izay mpanompon'ny Kristy mahatoky ho anay sady efa nanambara taminay koa ny fitiavanareo ao amin'ny fanahy ary noho izany izahay koa hatramin'ny andro nandrenesanay dia tsy mitsahatra mivavaka sy mangataka ho anareo mba ho fenoina fahalalana tsara ny sitrapony ianareo amin'ny fahendrena sy ny fahazavan-tsaina rehetra avy amin'ny fanahy mba andehananareo mendrika ny tompo anaovana ny sitrapony amin'ny zavatra rehetra dia mahavokatra amin'ny asa tsara rehetra sady mitombo amin'ny fahalalana tsara an'Andriamanitra ary ampahatanjaina amin'ny hery rehetra araka ny herin'ny voninahiny ho amin'ny faharetana rehetra sy ny fandeferana amin'ny fifaliana koa misaotra ny ray izay nampahamendrika atsika anana anjara amin'ny lovan'ny olona masina eo amin'ny mazava sady nahafaka atsika tamin'ny fahefan'ny maizina ka namindra atsika ho amin'ny fanjakan'ny zanany malalany.
It's amazing how this text shows us a movement or a flow from understanding to action.
Tena mahalina mihitsy ny lazany ty andalany tia nohatrany hoe fikorinan'lay izy a hoe avy any amin'ny fahalalana n'lay zavatra dia avy eo lay izy lasa hetsika.
Paul speaks about the gospel.
I Paul miresaka ny filazantsara.
The gospel that came to you.
Hoe ilay filazantsara izay tonga teo aminareo.
And then he talks about the growth.
Dia avy eo izy miresaka mikasika amin'ny fitombon-dry zareo.
And then from verse 9 he says we've been praying for you.
Dia avy eo manomboka eo amin'ny 7 hozy izy hoe efa mivavaka ho anareo izay.
That you'd be full of knowledge of God's will and that you'd have spiritual wisdom and understanding. Why do you need knowledge and understanding? Because you need to know who you are. You think, I'm a Christian. I'm a member of God's household. I belong to Jesus. And you think of your place and your identity. And that is, verse 10 tells you, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. And bearing fruit in every good work. So this understanding of who you are comes before the what you do.
So
they're praying that you'd have understanding. So that in the end you'll be fruitful in every good work. When you know something of God's wisdom, it begins with an acknowledgement of who God is. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Saying, wow, God, you saved me. Surely I must submit my whole life to this revelation.
Wow.
God, you rescued me from my sins and took me from the mud. You washed me clean and placed me up in the heavenly place with Christ.
And
when we see that we're in Christ, that the passages never just leave us there, they move swiftly into doing.
De tsoe avelan'ny andaratsoratra masina eo fotsiny tsika fa afindrany angakaingana makany amin'ny leo fanaovan-javatra.
Jesus says, obey my commands.
Ozy Jesus hoe akatoavin'ny didiko.
Love one another.
Mifankatiava.
It's not dutiful now. It's not a fearful legalism.
Tsoe akory hoe adidy tsy maintsy atao le izao na hoe fahatahorana fotsiny de fanarahan-dalàna be fahatany fotsiny.
It's the natural flow of the river.
Fa tena ohatra an'izay mihitsy ny fikorinana natoralin'le rano.
Think about this.
Eritrereto any izao hoe
if a river doesn't flow,
raha ohatra ny rano ka tsy mikorina,
it becomes a marsh, a swamp.
De lasa rano miandro na le izy.
It gets stagnant and stinky and dirty.
De lasa miandro na le izy, de lasa maimbo le izy, de lasa maloto.
And so I think some of us, we became a Christian.
De samy tratra ny sasany amintsika lasa kristiana.
We didn't realize that we were supposed to step into something that's a flow and a growth and a movement.
De tsika tsy mahafantatra tsika ne tokony hiditra ao anatin'le zavatra mikorina, de misy mihetsika, de mitombo.
And we let things get stale.
Te avela tsika le zavatra lasa ohatrany vasoka eo.
And things can even get a bit smelly and stinky and dead in our lives.
Te avela izy a tsy mietsika te indrindra izy lasa maloto te lasa maimbo misy fofony.
But the answer isn't just to frantically start doing something for Jesus.
Any valan le izy nefa tsy tonga de hoe kore tonga de andeha anao zavatra ho an'i Jesus a.
Is to take hold of both of the truths that we have to look at what Jesus has done and then come into that abiding in Christ and then go forwards into the doing.
Fam yazna kosa le fahamarinana anakiroa mijery hoe inona moa le nataon'i Jesus ho anao a de sy le hoe mitoetra ho amin'i Jesus a de avy eo a makany amin'ilay fandehanana sy fanaovana zavatra.
When you've become a Christian and you recognize what Jesus did for you,
raha ohatra anao ka lasa kristianina ary tsikaritra hoe izao ny zavatra nataon'i Jesus ho anà.
He loved you and saved you.
Nitia anao izy ary namonjy anao.
If you're constantly referring to that truth of your salvation,
raha ohatra anao ka mijery an'izay foana izay hoe fahamarinana marina ny famonjenanao izay,
you get better at loving other people.
Dia tsara kokoa ny fitiavanao an'ny olona hafa.
We love because he first loved us.
Isika ty satria izy tia antsika voalohany.
I look at the cross and I see the love of God for me.
Mijery an'ilay hazo fijaliana dia hitako ilay fitiavan'Andriamanitra anahy.
I look at what God did in rescuing me and seating me with Christ in heavenly places.
De hitako le zavatra nataon'i Jesus ho anahy sy izay rehetra nataony ho anahy sy nametrahany anahy any amin'ny toerana any an-danitra.
I see he loves me so much.
De hitako hoe tena tia be anahy izy.
From that revelation I turn to this side.
De avy amin'izay fahalalana sy fahafantarana izay mitodika mankaty amin'ity ilany aty ity a.
And I begin to bear fruit.
De manomboka me mitondra vokatra, me mamokatra.
I have a revelation of his love, it motivates me to love.
Nahazo fanambarana ny amin'ny fitiavany a de manetsika anahy izany mba ity.
So I forgive.
De mamela heloka.
Because I've been forgiven.
Satria za koa ary efa navela heloka.
I preserve unity.
Ary de ezahako tazomina ny fiombonana.
In the church and with the people of God.
Ao amin'ny fiangonana sy ao amin'ny olon'Andriamanitra.
I leave behind gossip and envy.
De avelako any ananinany ny fosafosa sy ny fialonana.
Competition with other people or jealousy.
Sy ny fifaninanana amin'ny olona hafa sy ny fialonana.
I serve.
De manompo
and I enjoy everything because I belong to him.
Satria anazy.
See, ultimately spiritual growth means we're secure in our salvation.
De tena hoe ny faratampozana fitombona ara-panahy zany de hoe tsika mahazo antoka tsara ny amin'ny famonjenantsika.
And we live more and more for the sake of others.
De miaina bebe hatrany tsika ho an'ny hafa.
Parents
ndray aman-dreny a
are more mature than children.
De matotra kokoa noho ny ankizy.
And when you're a parent you learn.
De rehefa ray aman-dreny ianao a de mianatra.
That maturity demands you look after the child.
De izany hoe fahamatorana izany a de mitaky anao a hikarakara an'ilay ankizy.
The immature child is only concerned with being looked after.
Ary le zaza tsy matotra ny mahaliana anazy de le hoe ho karakaraina foana ihany.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
Mama, nona.
Mommy has already been thinking. For days, how to plan for that moment. She worked. She took her money. She bought groceries. She started making a meal. It's been hours of planning. And then, Mommy, I'm hungry. And she's ready with a meal. Or some fruit or something. Maturity is living for the sake of others. And many Christians, they're just like the child saying, what can I get? What's God going
to
do for me? When's he going to heal me? When's he going to give me my husband? Or a wife? Whatever, promotion. We're thinking only about ourselves like a child just saying, I'm hungry. And as our children grow up, what do to them? When they're little, you peel the fruit for them. You cut it into small pieces for them. But when they're getting bigger, eventually, the mom says, go get something for yourself. They must grow up and start to do some of the work. And in the end, we're saying to them, make something for your brother. Justin, go make a some cool drink for Joel. Now he's starting to take responsibility for others. The same is true in your Christian walk. There's a time when it gets harder because you have to get involved in effort. To keep on growing. You have to grow from being served ultimately to serving others. And every area of our life is like that. In the first year after you become a Christian, God will probably give you milk. But after a few years, you're going to be like, God, why are you not helping me so much anymore? Like, and God says, seek it out now. Go find the food. Go prepare a meal for yourself, but eat. And you as a Christian have to start to take responsibility to get nourished. Look at 2 Peter 1.
Peter 1:5-11.
Verse 5-11.
Manomboka amin'ny andinin'ny fahadimy izany ka hatramin'ny faharaika ambin'ny folo. Ary amin'ny fahalalànareo dia fahononam-po, ary amin'ny fahononam-ponareo dia faharetana, ary amin'ny faharetanareo dia toe-panahy araka an'Andriamanitra. Ary amin'ny toe-panahinareo araka an'Andriamanitra dia fitiavana ny rahalahy, ary amin'ny fitiavanareo ny rahalahy dia fitiavana ny olona rehetra. Fa raha hanananareo izany zavatra izany, sady hanananareo betsaka, de tsy avelan' izany ho malaina na tsy ahavokatra ianareo amin'ny fahalalana tsara an'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika, fa izay tsy manana izany zavatra izany kosa dia tojamba ka tsy mahajery lavitra, sady nanadino ny nanadiovana azy tamin'ny fahotany fahiny izy, ary amin'izany dia mahazotoky kokoa ry rahalahy ampitoetra ny fiantsoana sy ny fifidianana anareo. Fa raha manao izany zavatra izany ianareo dia tsy ho tafitohina akory mandrakizay, fa toy izany no anomezana malalaka ho anareo ny fidirana ho any amin'ny fanjakana mandrakizay izay an'i Jesosy Kristy tompontsika sy mpamonjy antsika.
I want to receive a rich welcome.
Za te andray fandraisana tena miopambana ohatra ny tonga soa.
You know, when you arrive in the kingdom of Jesus one day.
Hitanareo rehefa hoe tonga any amin'ny fanjakan'i Jesosy ianao indray andro any.
Peter says if you do these things you'll receive a rich welcome.
Ozy izy Petero hoe raha manao an'izany zavatra izany nareo a dia andray a ohatra ny fandraisana be.
Some of us will just get there.
Ny sasany amintsika ohatra ny tonga dia zara fa tonga any fotsiny.
We'll just arrive.
Hoe tonga fotsiny.
But some are going to get a rich welcome.
Fa ny sasany kosa andray fa fandraisana be mihitsiny.
It's like in 1 Corinthians 3.
Ohatra ny any amin'ny Korintiana voalohany toko fahatelo.
It says you can build with wood, hay and stubble, or you can build with gold, silver and precious stones.
Hoe afaka mandrafitra ianao na amin'ny alalan'ny mololo sy zavatra malemilemy na hoe amin'ny volamena sy vatosoa.
There's two ways that you build your life, either with rubbish or with quality stuff. Spiritually.
Lavina anakiroa izany ny azonao andrafetana amin'ny fiainanao ara-panahy, na amin'ny zavatra malemy a na amin'ny zavatra hoe ma zavatra sarobidy.
Both those guys are getting to heaven.
Rizy anakiroa ireo samy tonga any an-danitra daholo.
The one just arrives with nothing.
Fa ilay anakiray tonga fotsiny izy tsy mitondra ninininy.
Nothing stored up in heaven, no treasure in heaven.
Tsy misy zavatra voangona ho anazy any an-danitra, tsy misy arena ho anazy any an-danitra.
No eternal rewards.
Tsy misy hoe valisoa maharitra mandrakizay ho anazy.
But still gets eternal life.
Fa izy kosa nefa mahazo fiainana mandrakizay ihany a.
So like at prize giving at the end of the school year.
Ohatra ilay hoe fanomezana loka rehefa amin'ny faran'ny taonan'ny taom-pianarana ireny.
You the one then that just you passed.
De ianao ve izany ilay anankiray loatra ny hoe zara fa nifindra fotsiny?
It's like promoted to grade heaven.
De hoe hay no tenena izy hoe afaka miditra mankany amin'ny grade any an-danitra.
But another one.
Fa ilay anankiray kosa.
He gets the biology prize and the history prize and the geography prize.
Nahazo loka izy tamin'ny histoara, nahazo loka izy tamin'ny geografia, nahazo loka izy tamin'ny tantara.
There is a commendation coming.
They means it in a vakalazarana za wavy.
You see, clearly there's options here in 2 Peter.
De hitatsika mazava tsara izany hoe misy safidy eto amin'ity Petera faharoa ity.
Someone can be ineffective and unproductive in their knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Misy izany ilay sasany ohatrany hoe tsy mamokatra izy any, tsy manana ohatrany hoe tsy zavatra miseho avy amin'ilay fahalalany an'i Jesosy.
But if you possess these qualities in increasing measure.
Fa raha ohatra kosa hoe anananao izany kalitao izany ohatrany hoe misy refiny tokony ho izy tsara.
You won't be ineffective and unproductive.
That's reason le hoe tsy azo ampiasaina ninininy ianao sady tsy mamokatra.
So in verse 5.
Ka eo amin'ny andininy fahadimy.
It says make every effort.
Ozy izy hoe manova izay zotompo rehetra.
To add to your faith goodness.
Mba hanampianareo amin'ny finoanareo a fahatsarana.
Are you becoming a better person?
Ianao ve me lasa olona tsara kokoa?
By making an effort.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fanaovanao ezaka.
Don't just say, I've got faith, I'm going to heaven.
As I'm ten foot in a sana, as for no na one and done track.
Don't just say it'll just happen, God will do it to me.
As I'm ten foot in way, how tunga was san what on and reman tramk san.
You must make every effort to add to your faith goodness.
Fauzis we ye non tsmaints manon leza kana we atuzis we sut pureeta.
And to goodness, you add knowledge. But just knowing isn't good enough. You must add self-control. You have to take effort. And that's kind of like leading in your spirituality. Don't be passive. Don't do nothing. Take some initiative. These aren't just mechanical steps to follow. There are actually things you can do that will cause you to grow. Just like in the natural. Your diet is important. What you
eat.
Can we rush it? Can you make it happen faster?
Now,
growth is a long process that happens over years. The right amount of fruit, the right amount of meat, the right amount of rice. More than one color of vegetable. A healthy diet. Nothing happens in one day. But over years, if we take care, we make effort to grow. Now, for a Christian, there are certain things that we have to do. We have to learn to, and then not just learn, but actually engage in prayer. Occasionally fast. Read our Bibles with the Holy Spirit. We have to learn to give. We have to learn to share our faith. Otherwise, there's no flow. It's just all stopping. We learn how to be separate from the world. We learn how to be a community with one another. And we practice these things. And as we practice prayer, and practice prayer, and practice reading the Word of God. And practice giving. And practice sharing our faith. We train ourselves through effort. It doesn't just fall out of heaven on you. I wish it did. But it doesn't. It's not so easy. So we're
going
to learn about those things. Not just for head knowledge, but to put them into practice. And as we practice them, we're going to grow and grow. And as we remain in Christ, always celebrating what He's done. We'll work at the things we must do. Let's pray. Father, we as a church want to learn how to grow up in you, Lord.
Raio amma fingunana nai tete yana trewe awon an fumba itumbuna omnao tumpo.
We want to grow in your grace.
Ete itumbi zai o amfaso avanao.
We want to have fruitful lives.
Ete ana na fiana na fen fuka tizai.
We want to have a rich welcome into heaven one day.
Arte azu fan raisa na bezai in rayan ruan rufan endant.
This morning, God, we want to make a commitment.
Amti maranti andre mantro te utone anukate na minsai.
To do our part. To make the effort we have to make. To change and to grow. Even while we remain in you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.